My name is Olga Voitis, and this is an extract from a short story inspired by Tolstoy, The Study of Philosophy. Sir, I am married. Unhappy wretch that I am, I have fled my home. Had you not helped me? Who knows, I might have flung myself under the wheels of this train. Her gloved hand flew up to her lips as though to stifle the blasphemy. My husband, but no, I cannot. I must not. I think you understand. Pavel shuddered at the thought of the unspeakable brutality which this beautiful creature must have suffered. How could anyone blame her for taking her chance to escape? But let us not speak of unpleasant matters, she said. My journey is of no importance. You must tell me of yours. I'm on my way to Paris, Your Excellency, to study philosophy. She gave a small cry of astonished admiration. You are a philosopher. Ah, so you know why it is we must suffer. You must explain it to me, and perhaps I shall be able to bear things more bravely. Then she raised her hand again, this time placing it gently across his lips. But no, she murmured, no talk of suffering and misery. Let us speak of Paris, the city of light, the city of love. She said the word love, with such yearning and perfect diction that Pavel found difficulty in breathing. If only I could go to Paris, she said softly. She produced a lace handkerchief and dabbed delicately at her eyes. Pavel could not bear to see her weep. He flung himself on his knees in front of her. Why should you not go to Paris? He asked urgently. Why should you not go to Paris with me? She made a startled sound. I can tutor, he went on quickly, earn enough to keep us. We could be happy together, in our little apartment, looking out over the rooftops of Montmartre. You are painting a picture of paradise, she cried. And in Paris, no one will know us, and there will be no scandal. She cupped his face in her satin-gloved hands, drew him close and kissed him. He had kissed plenty of governesses, chambermaids, and chorus girls, but never had he had a kiss such as this. It spoke to his soul. It spoke of an eternity of bliss and rapture. And in that moment he knew without a doubt that he would sacrifice anything for this woman. He would die for her.